Is that you? So I got a new flag this week.
Amen.
Yeah. My property manager brought it over, and the old one was kind of tattered, so she got me a brand new flag, really nice, and I'm going to burn my old one. Ceremonially. Thank you, Mike. You guys know some of that etiquette that goes with flags. Does anybody know the few flag etiquettes? Never let it touch the ground. It should be lit at night. Or taken down, thanks. And so I kind of started looking up, how can I burn my old flag? And I looked it up, and there's a whole ceremony. It's amazing. Does anybody here know how to fold a flag properly? Do you? You're supposed to fold it properly. Can you come over this week? We could do it. You got to fold the flag properly to burn it. So I could use your help. All right, thanks. Yeah, believe it or not, I didn't know that sort of thing. I didn't know much about that. Like, can't even touch the ground. You know, I grew up in America, and it's kind of sad to think I didn't even know that sort of thing. I guess I grew up different. I don't know. So I have in-laws that are sort of different. I love them and I like them, but I always seem to get some slack when I go to my grandpa-in-law's house. One time I went in and I had this new cool fedora hat, and I wore it all night. I thought it was such a cool hat. Riley's like, check out Bronson's hat. He goes, he shouldn't be wearing it inside. I'm like, oh, gosh. Ah. I'm sorry. It's such a cool hat. I didn't know. I had no idea. Those little things like that, I guess I just am learning as I go. Another thing that her grandpa got me on, God bless him. He's so cool. I was wearing a military shirt, and I had cut it up. And I thought it was just this cool-looking military. I sewed patches on the thing. It's like, man, this is the coolest hipster shirt ever. I'm like, so rad right now. I'm wearing this, like, military shirt, you know. And he goes, were you a sergeant? Like, what? You have those three stripes right there, that or two, however many stripes. Three. So you're not? I'm like, no. And that was it. I don't wear that shirt anymore, I swear. even if he's not around, I don't even wear it at home. Or, I mean, at, like, my work or whatever, because I don't want to offend any military men. I mean, I cut the thing up. I patched it up. I'm like, yeah. And it's kind of, I think that's part of the whole thing with hipsters. We think we're so cool with our interesting clothes, you know, and we don't really know where the styles come from. Like, we don't honor that thing that we're wearing. Like, maybe like what I'm wearing, for instance, I look like I'm from the 30s or something. And me and Riley think, oh, the 30s are so cool, you know, and I would love to be there. But really? You had to save your clothes and use them again and again and pass them on. It was like the Depression, you know. Yeah. Do we really get it? Like, it's so cool to look old and vintage, but do we really want to be there, you know? So I see that. I see that a lot in my age group especially. Another thing is when I looked up the flag principles, I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm using a flag as decoration in my home, in my den, you know, and it's a pretty nice flag, but I just realized it's not supposed to be for decoration. That's not part of the deal. It's meant to honor the country, and it should be treated with respect. It's one of those things I didn't really get. I don't really understand. I just think, oh, this flag is cool, so I'm going to use it. So my question is, do we show respect for the things that are due respect? Do we recognize those things that are sacred and holy to the Lord as Christians, and do we keep them in that high regard? This is kind of just a silly side note, but I use the Bible app on my phone, you know, and the holy word is holy, and like, Lord forbid I'm looking up something stupid before I turn to the Bible app. Something simple like that, I notice, wow, if the Bible is holy, I should treat it better, you know, something simple. But as Christians, I do believe that's something the Lord wants us to look at, and we're going to do that today. So if you would turn to Exodus 3. This is Moses and the bush. I just want to look at some passages that show the holiness of God and the reverence that he demands. So Moses 3, I can read it. I can read. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, here I am. Then he said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. I think of some of the things where we've lost this reverence for God. A few things I would think is, you know, people use the Lord's name in vain. All the time I hear it, all the time out there. Almost daily, people curse, you know, his name. And, how often do I, is that unchecked, you know, even in me, like, oh. Another thing was, you know, my flag was ripped in front of my house, and I didn't think twice about it. But how many of us have ripped flags in front of our houses? Or I was driving here today, and we have those flags stuck in the ground, and like all around the neighborhood, I don't know if you saw, but they're touching the ground, you know, and it's just let it slip. Maybe someone at the baseball game who doesn't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, or people mocking our country. I see memes of Jesus on the internet that are horrible. I spill my coffee sometimes. That's horrible. That was a joke. Come on. Spilling coffee, come on. If you would, please turn to Matthew 21. Matthew 21. So this is Jesus' triumphant entry, and he goes into the temple. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. There's a couple passages of this in the Gospels. And one of them says he had a whip and he's flicking his whip. And I mean, this is like scary Jesus, you know, and he's defending the Lord's temple. And all in the Old Testament, we see God calling Israel to perfection. He says, I'm holy, be holy. Don't mess around with that stuff. There's one passage where he calls his people into the land and he says, you're going to go into that land, but don't do what they do. You belong to me. And God makes things holy and God makes things sacred because he is the most holy thing there is. His name, the most dominant characteristic about God is that he's holy and you can't compare him to anything else. He's set apart. He's like nothing else out there. And he demands to be respected. That's part of his nature, is he is holy. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Today I want to explore the things that maybe we as Christians, modern day, or just as new Christians, whatever it is, let's admire the things that are sacred. There's Orthodox Jews out there that won't even say Yahweh. They have too much respect for God's name. They don't even speak it. And I'm not saying that that makes us, it doesn't save us, you know. That's not the sort of thing that saves us. We're saved by grace. But what I want to do is posture myself in a way that respects God like the world doesn't do, you know. I want to honor him. And I think that's what the Lord wants us to do. So there are certain things that we do show respect for, and one of those things would be communion that we did last week. I know we honor that because it's a sacrament. And also baptism would be one. I think worship is one. Songs belong to the Lord. And anything that belongs to the Lord or is unto the Lord, it becomes sacred in nature. It becomes holy. So I think obviously the Holy Word, Bible, holy oil, anointing oil, there's holiness in that. It needs respect. Also, I notice a lot in the New Testament, there's a lot of attention to our sexuality and there's a lot of attention to leadership in the church. Paul's constantly demanding that leaders in the church are to be noble, respected, lead a good life. And the other one is, Paul says to the Corinthians, do you not know that the Holy Spirit makes his home in you? So don't be messing around sexually. Like, the Lord lives in you. The holiness that Moses couldn't even look at. I mean, the Old Testament, you couldn't even, you had to wash before you go into the temple. Like, that's the kind of holiness that's in us. And I want us to imagine for a second that the President of the United States comes and says, this is the first flag that was ever printed. And I've passed this on from generations, and now you get to hold this flag. And he gives it to you and says, don't let it touch the ground. Don't let it get dirty. And imagine he says, okay, now go run that marathon, or go do the mud run. You're like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, how am I supposed to carry this flag, which I respect and honor, and not get it dirty? And I know that's kind of silly, but that's our lives. And I kind of just get this vision that we have the flag, imagine it tattooed on your body. I don't want to get into like how that's wrong, but imagine it's tattooed on your body and you're supposed to just go around and live a perfect life and honor that flag. And that's us as Christians, you know. We have Jesus in us, living in us, and we're supposed to go out there and be around people that I mean, not people, but just be human. Are you kidding me? Like, we're supposed to go and live in this world and be perfect. But the trouble is, we will get dirty and we will mess it up. And I want us to recognize that if a flag touches the ground, if I go and just touch it to the ground, I don't make the flag not a flag anymore. But my heart isn't right. I disrespect what that is. And so in the same way, if I myself am walking around in dirt and filth and sin, I'm not making Jesus any less holy inside of me, but I'm completely disrespecting the work of God, the work of Jesus, and the holiness that salvation is. And it's just not what we're called to. We're called to live our lives proud and holy and righteous. And that's what God is constantly calling Israel to, a life of holiness. And Paul is doing the same thing in the churches. Like, live a holy life. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. So I guess one of the things is we do honor sacraments in the church, and we respect things like communion. We respect our flag, and we respect our elders. We respect worship. However, one of the things that I don't want us to forget is that We are holy. We are to live with that same respect. Like, if those are sacred to God, imagine, like, what we are. We're his holy priesthood. We're his church. We're his bride. And that's what that's the word of the Lord, I think, is let's not water down the sacredness and the holiness of walking a Christian life. Let's not water down any of the sacred sacraments. Like, I dressed up because I wanted to look good. And no, I dressed up because I'm a hipster. No, I dressed up because I believe that it honors the Lord. It's not needed, but it just honors him. It's a posture that says, Lord, I respect you. I understand you're holy. I might not never get it fully, but this just feels right. I'm going to dress up. And I'm going to preach your word, which, Lord, has mercy to even make me worthy, you know? Did that sentence make sense? So, the funny thing is, I'm calling us to be like my grandpa-in-law. I'm calling you guys and myself to live in a way that honors the Christians before us, and live in a way that honors the Lord. Live in a way that says, you take your hat off inside, man. You don't cut up that shirt, you know? I usually wear a hat to church too, but I just, it didn't look right. Backwards hat. So I'm calling us to be my grandpa-in-law and say, you know what? Out of respect and just out of the knowledge of this stuff is holy, let's treat it that way. And I think that would honor the Lord. worship was so good today. That song of holy, holy, holy. I'm like, oh, do I get that? Normally I don't get that. I just sing it. But it's so true. Holy, holy, holy. Whatever the lyrics are, it was so right on. I'm like, man, that's it. That's it. We're just revering God and saying there's nothing like you. There's nothing as good. There's nothing as untouchable, unstained. You're perfect. There's something to that. I believe the Lord wants us to meditate on that. So I'd like to read Colossians 3 to you guys. This is sort of a passage about Christian etiquette, you could say, or living an honorable life. So Colossians 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these, you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. But above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. There's a lot of that in the New Testament, but that one especially, it's pretty straightforward. So, can we do this? Can we honor things of God? Especially the temple in us. Can we honor elders in the church, the sacraments, the Lord's Supper? Can we do those things together? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that it's by your grace that we are called righteous and holy. Thank you that you call us your own, and you can teach us to honor you. And Lord, I lift up this church to you, and I pray that you would be in us, working in us, your Holy Spirit. And by your grace, may we not water this stuff down that is yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.